On Saturday, after a morning ramble through the Vine Hills Cemetery in Plymouth, I led a walk at Sylvester Field in Hanover on behalf of the Hanover Historical Society. I really figured we might get no takers due to the weather forecast, 95 degrees, ridiculously humid, severe thunderstorm warnings. And yet we walked. About a dozen of us wandered down the grassland into the pine grove alongside the brook and back. Sure, we were pretty sweaty by the time we finished, but invigorated by the experience. We kept it slow, found the shade, and shared all we knew about what was around us naturally and historically. That night, we had tornado warnings. What an experience. The next day, the weather pattern broke. The humidity was gone, and my desire to get yard work done finally returned. I turned my attention to the wildlife in my yard, allowing myself some mindfulness time and giving the natural world of suburbia my full presence. I weeded, pruned, and listened. All of the usual suspects were there, including both the fish crows and the red-shouldered hawks who had nested in my yard. But then an out-of-place song threw me for a bit. A purple martin? Here? In fact, there were two. Where did they nest? In their case, it's a very specific question. They nest almost exclusively in specialized birdhouses shaped like gourds, reaching back to Native American traditions from hundreds of years ago, so have defined colonies at places like the Daniel Webster Wildlife Sanctuary in Marshfield and along the Weir River in Hull. I did see one pair nesting in a hole in a telephone pole at Stevens Field in Plymouth a few weeks ago. Are we seeing a bit of a local population expansion? All of these thoughts raced through my mind as I hauled weeds to the compost pile, harvested the squash and tomatoes, and once again realized that as much as I like to roam, sometimes the best adventures come from sitting still for 10 minutes a day and living by the belief that I don't always have to go out in search of nature. Sometimes the best strategy is just to let nature come to you. Your backyard, like mine, may be just the sanctuary you need. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.